Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Abraham Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Chagiga Daf Beis, the first parak Hakol Chayovim. I want to wish everybody to continue Hatzlach as we begin the 13th Masechta in this Machzor Daf Yomi and the final Masechta in Seder Moed. The Zichu Maseches Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Tamar Bas Chaim. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the first mishnah of the Masechta begins Hakol Chayovim Beria. All are chayv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, which Rashi explains is the mitzvah for all males to appear in the Azara, the base of Migdash, on the Regalim. It then lists those who are part of the mitzvah, such as Acher, Shota, and Katan, among others. The Gemara asks, Hakol Asuyimai, what does the word all come to include? And after the first two answers are pushed off, it answers that it's coming to include Asuma Ba'achaz Ma'enav, a person who is blind in one eye. And our mission is not going according to another ton. If it was taught in a Braisa, Yochanan ben Davai says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Suma ba'achaz me'enav pater min Re'iyah. A person who is blind in one eye is pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. For it was stated in the written form, Yere'ah, all your men shall see God. But it's stated in the pronounced form, Yere'ah, all your men shall be seen by God. This teaches, Kederach shebal liros, kach bach liros. The way Hashem comes to see the men, he comes to be seen by the men. Just as Hashem comes to see with two eyes, so too he must be seen with two eyes. Point number two, the Gemara initially was not satisfied with the first answer, that the mission was coming to include someone who was chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin, someone who was half slave and half free. For Ravina said that such a person is pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. The Gemara now suggests that the Mishnah is coming to include such a case, and that Ravina ruled according to the initial understanding of Beis Hillel. For it was taught in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel held that someone who is Chetzio Eved v'Chetzio Ben Chorin is Ovid as Rabo Yom Echad v'Es Atzmo Yom Echad. He works for his master one day and works for himself one day. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Tikantum as Rabo v'Es Atzmo v'Tikantum. You fix the situation for his master, but you have not fixed it for the half-slave. For he cannot marry a Shivcha, for he's half-free, and he cannot marry a free woman, for he's half-slave. Shall he not marry at all? Valo nivra olam ela peririvya. Was the world not created except for people to be fruitful and multiply? As it stated, lo zohu bara, l'shevis yasara. He, referring to Hashem, did not create the world to be desolate. He formed it to be settled. El mifnei tikkun olam, rather, for the tikkun of the world, we forced the master to make him free, and the slave must write a note for half his value, and Beis Hillel reversed themselves and ruled like Beis Shammai. Point number three, the Mishnah states that there are chayvim in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, chutz mecheresh shot v'katan. The Gemara comes to clarify the term mecheresh, a deaf person. The Mishnah listed a cheresh that is similar to a shota and a katan. Ma shot v'katan d'la b'nei deya, av cheresh d'la bar deya. Just as a shota and katan are not mentally competent, so too the cheresh of our Mishnah is referring to one who is not mentally competent. And our Mishnah is teaching us what was taught in another Mishnah explicitly. Cheresh d'ibur chuchamim b'kol makam she'enu medaber v'enu shamea. That a deaf person of which the Chachamim speak of in all places is one who cannot speak and cannot hear. This implies a medaber v'enu shamea, one who speaks but cannot hear, or a shamea v'enu medaber, one who hears but cannot speak, is chayv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah on the Regalim. So once again, the three points are number one. The first mishnah of the Masechta begins, Hakol chayavim b'Re'iyah. All are chayv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, which Rashi explains is the mitzvah for all males to appear in the Azara, the base of Migdash, on the Regalim. It then lists those who are patur from the mitzvah, such as Acher, Shota, and Katan, among others. The Gemara asks, Hakol asuyimai, what does the word all come to include? And after the first two answers are pushed off, it answers that it's coming to include Asuma ba'achaz me'enav, a person who is blind in one eye. And our mission is not going according to another ton. If it was taught in a Braisa, Yochanan ben Davai says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Suma ba'achaz me'enav pater min Re'iyah. A person who is blind in one eye is pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. For it was stated in the written form, Yere'ah, all your men shall see God. But it's stated in the pronounced form, Yere'ah, all your men shall be seen by God. This teaches, Kederach shebal liros, kach bach liros. The way Hashem comes to see the men, he comes to be seen by the men. Just as Hashem comes to see with two eyes, so too he must be seen with two eyes. Point number two, the Gemara initially was not satisfied with the first answer, that the mission was coming to include someone who was chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin, someone who was half slave and half free. For Ravina said that such a person is pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. The Gemara now suggests that the Mishnah is coming to include such a case, and that Ravina ruled according to the initial understanding of Beis Hillel. For it was taught in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel held that someone who is Chetzio Eved v'Chetzio Ben Chorin is Ovid as Rabo Yom Echad v'Es Atzmo Yom Echad. He works for his master one day and works for himself one day. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Tikantum as Rabo v'Es Atzmo v'Tikantum. You fix the situation for his master, but you have not fixed it for the half-slave. For he cannot marry a Shivcha, for he's half-free, and he cannot marry a free woman, for he's half-slave. Shall he not marry at all? Valo nivra olam ela peririvya. Was the world not created except for people to be fruitful and multiply? As it stated, lo zohu bara, l'shevis yasara. He, referring to Hashem, did not create the world to be desolate. He formed it to be settled. El mifnei tikkun olam, rather, for the tikkun of the world, we force the master to make him free, and the slave must write a note for half his value, and Beis Hillel reverse themselves and rule like Beis Shammai. Pointing with you, the Mishnah states there are chayim the mitzvah of re'iyah, chutz mecheresh shel tev katan. The Gemara comes to clarify the term mecheresh, a deaf person. The Mishnah listed a cheresh that is similar to a shota and a katan. Ma shota v'katan dura b'nei deya, av cheresh dura bar deya, just as a shota and katan are not mentally competent, so too the cheresh of our Mishnah is referring to one who is not mentally competent. And our mission is teaching us what was taught in another mission explicitly. That a deaf person of which the Chachamim speak of in all places is one who cannot speak and cannot hear. This implies a medaber ve'enu shamea, one who speaks but cannot hear, or a shamea ve'enu medaber, one who hears but cannot speak, is chayv in the mitzvah of re'iyah on the regalim. All right, so now we go to our simur dav beis, and our standard simon is a bais, a house. So here goes. The unusual re'iyah house, where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone light down on the pathway, had a half slave and half free man at the front door, who could use sign language for visitors who couldn't hear or speak. So once again, in slow motion. The unusual re'iyah house, that must be more on dav beis, house. The unusual re'iyah house where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone light down on the pathway, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, HaKol Asu Yomai, what does the word all come to include? And after the first two answers are pushed off, an answer is coming to include Asuma Ba'achas Me'enav, a person who is blind in one eye. And our Mishnah is not going like Yochanan ben Dovavai, who says in the name of Yehuda, Asuma Ba'achas Me'enav Pater Min Ria, a person who is blind in one eye is Pater from the mitzvah Ria, for it was stated in the written form, Yireh, all your men shall see God, but it's stated in its pronounced form, Yireh, all your men shall be seen by God. This teaches Kederach Shabaliros, Kach Baliros. The way Hashem comes to see the man, he comes to be seen by the man. Maliros, B'shteinav, Afliros, B'shteinav. Just as Hashem comes to see with two eyes, so too he must be seen with two eyes. So the unusual Re'iyah house, where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone a light down on the pathway, had a half slave and half free man at the front door, which reminds the Gemara says that the Mishnah could be coming to include Misha Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin, and Ravina early bases understanding of Beis Hillel before Beis Hillel retracted his opinion. For Beis Shammai clarified that if a Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin is not freed, he won't be able to marry anyone, yet the whole world was created for people to be fruitful and multiply. As it stated, Loto Bara L'Shevis Yisara, he, referring to Hashem, did not create the world to be desolate, he formed it to be settled. El b'nei tikkun olam, rather for the tikkun of the world, we force the master to make him free, and the slave must write a note for half his value. And Beis Hillel reversed themselves and ruled like Beis Shammai. So the unusual re'iyah house, where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone light down on the pathway, had a half slave and half free man at the front door, who could use sign language for visitors who couldn't hear or speak. Which reminds us that Cheresh in the Mishnah, who is Pater from the mitzvah of re'iyah, is someone who cannot speak nor hear, for he's just like a shot of a katan that are not mentally competent. One who could speak and not hear, or hear but not speak, would be chayiv in the mitzvah of re'iyah. So once again, the unusual re'iyah house where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone light down on the pathway, had a half slave and half free man at the front door, who could use sign language for visitors who couldn't hear or speak. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazara. Dav Chavav. So the simur Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers in the military coup, that must be more in Dav Chavav. The soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber where a Sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks the source that one must do kriya if he witnesses a Sefer Torah burn and brings the mice with Yehoyakim who cut out the names of a Kodesh Baruch from Yirmiyahu's Sefer Kinos and burn it in fire. The Pasuk says that the people there did not have any fear, nor did they do kriya, which implies doing kriya is the proper thing to do. So, the soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber where a Sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, recited psukim and did kriya when they saw the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the various psukim that one must recite when he sees the Ari Yehud in ruins, Yerushalayim in ruins, and the Beis HaMikdash in ruins. So, the soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber where a Sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, recited psukim and did kriya when they saw the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, and did not inform their wounded comrade that his brother had fallen in battle. Which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa, Chol Shemes Lomes, Ein Modino So Shemes, in a case where a sick person's close relative dies, we do not inform him that the relative has died, Shema Tetarav Daitolav, lest he become muddled, Bein Makarn Befanav, and we do not decree in front of him, and we silence the woman from wailing in his presence. Daf Chav Zayin, so the simur Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo, that must be more in Daf Chav Zayin. The boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo as the deceased was escorted to burial in simple linen shrouds, which reminds of more brings Bryce's that explain how several men hugging regarding Avelis were changed due to sensitivity to the poor, such as only bringing food in baskets of peeled willow branches, not gold, and only being buried in simple linen shrouds. So the boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo as the deceased was escorted to burial in simple linen shrouds, the seventh son of a woman who excessively mourned, which reminds us, review to said in the name of Rav, Kol Miskash Al Mesu Yos Medai, Al Mes Acher Hu Boche, anyone who mourns excessively over his dead will come to cry over another deceased. And the Gemara brings a story of a woman in Rav Huna's neighbor who did cry excessively over the loss of one of her sons, and ultimately the other six passed away, and she too died. The appropriate measure of mourning is Shloshi Yamin Lebechi, Veshiva Lehesped, Veshloshi Magihutz Veletisporas, 3 days for weeping, 7 days for eulogizing, and 30 days for not ironing nor cutting the hair. From that point on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yetem Racham Manimbo Yosim Yemeni, you're not more compassionate than I am. So the boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo as the deceased was escorted to burial in simple linen shrouds, the seventh son of a woman who excessively mourned was told to leave his kazoo outside the mourner's house because it sort of resembled a sword, which reminds of Rabbi Levi said, for the first 3 days an Avo should see himself as if a sword is lying between his thighs, meaning that he too may be facing imminent death. From the third to the seventh day he should see himself as though it's lying opposite him in the corner, and from this point on he should see himself as though the sword is passing in front of him in the street. Tosfo says that this refers to the 12-month period of mourning. Dav Chav Ches, so the Simmer Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more Dav Chav Ches. The strong man who was mourning the loss of his wife Miriam, who passed away peacefully, which reminds us that Miriam also passed away by Menashika, but it would be unbecoming to mention it openly. We also learned that Rabbi Ami said, Lama Nisimacha Mises Miriam with Parshas Parah. Why is the death of Miriam next to the Parsha of the Parah Duma? It's to tell you that Ma Paraduma Chaperis Av Misasun Shul Tzadikim Mechaperis. Just as the Paraduma brings Kapara, so too the death of Tzadikim brings Kapara. So the strong man who was mourning the loss of his wife Miriam, who passed away peacefully, finally opened up and shared how he was glad that she was over 60 when she passed away, which reminds us that if one dies between the ages of 50 and 60, it's Mises Karis. When Rav Yosef reached the age of 60, he made a celebration for his Talmidim and said, Nafgali Makaris, I passed the age of Karis. So the strong man who was mourning the loss of his wife Miriam, who passed away peacefully, finally opened up and shared how he was glad that she was over 60 when she passed away, to comforters who were waiting in silence for him to begin to speak. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, that those who come to comfort an Avel are not permitted to speak until the Avel opens conversation. This is learned from those who came to comfort Eo. Dav Chav Tes, so the Simmer Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot. Cot, that must be more in Dav Chav Tes. The man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot, which reminds us, Rabbi Chanina said that leaving the soul from the body is as painful as knotted ropes pulled through a hole. So, the man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot, while his friend laid the deceased on it and said, Lech b'shalom, before he departed back to his city. Which reminds us, Rabbi Levi Bar Chayasa said, one who takes leave of a dead person should not say to him, Lech l'shalom, go to peace, ela lech b'shalom, but go in peace. And one who takes leave of a living person should not say, Lech b'shalom, go in peace, but Lech l'shalom, go to peace. So the man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot, while his friend laid the deceased on it and said, Lech b'shalom, before he departed back to his city, just as the multitudes in the city of burial were leaving shul and heading to the Beis HaMidrash. Which reminds us, Rabbi Levi said, whoever goes directly from shul to the Beis HaMidrash, and from the Beis HaMidrash to shul, Zoka Mechavu Panei Shechina, will be Zoka to greet the face of the Shechina, as it's written, Yelchu Mechai Lechai Yerai Elokim B'tzion. They go from multitude to multitude, each appears before Hashem in Sion. Rechia Barashi said in the name of Rab, that we learn from this pasuk, Talmid Chachamim have no rest, even in Olam Haba. The multitudes in the pasuk refer to those who will be learning Torah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions, plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtos. Number 1, which chapter in the Mises Karis is between the ages of 50 and 60? That's on Dav Chav Ches. Good. Number 2, which chapter in the Cheresh that is Patev from Re'iyah is one who cannot hear nor speak? That's on Dav Beis and Chagiga. Good. Number 3, which chapter when one should not excessively mourn or else they might need to mourn over another? That's on Dav Chav Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff did we learn that those who leave the Beis Knesset and go directly to the Beis HaMidrash or vice versa will be Zoch to be Mekabu Pnei Shechina? That's on Dav Chav Tes. Good. Number 5. Which stuff did we learn that Rabbi Yochanan ben Novai holds that a Summa blind in one eye is Patev from Re'iyah? For just as a Kosh Baruch who sees with two eyes, he should be seen with two eyes. That's on Dav based on Chagiga. Good. Number six. Which of the women that Miriam also died with Misa's Nishika? That's on Daf. Chavches. Good. Number seven. Which of the women that one should not inform a chola that a close relative has passed away? That's on Daf. Chavav. Good. Number eight. Which of the women that the leaving of the soul through the body is as painful as knotted ropes being pulled through a hole? That's on Daf. Chavtes. Good. Number nine. Which stuff we have the description of Rav Huna's burial in Rabbi Chiya's crypt? That's on Daf. Chafhe. Good. And number 10. Which of them that when leaving a deceased one says Lech Bishalom, whereas leaving a living person one says Lech Lishalom? That's on Daf. Chavtes. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which stuff did we learn that walking a meal or sleeping a little take away the effects of drunkenness only if one did not have more than a raviz? That's on Daf. Yedzain and Tainus. Good. Number two. Which stuff did we learn it's permitted to dig new cisterns on Chol HaMoed for Tzarkei Rabim? That's on Daf. Hey, and Moed Cotton, good. And number three, which stuff you know that anyone who learns halachos every day is muftach to go to Olam Haba? That's on Daf. Chav Ches and Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.